SIBC News, I'm Modi Nanau. Parliament has passed the Pacific Games 2023 Bill 2016. Passed late yesterday evening, the bill went through the Committee of the Whole House and third reading with amendments. Minister of Home Affairs and Deputy Prime Minister Honourable Manasseh Mailanga moved the bill at its third reading.
I move that the Pacific Games 2023 Bill 2016 be now read a third time and do pass.
Honourable members, I will put the question. The question is that the Pacific Games 2023 Bill 2016 be now read a third time and do pass. Will all those in favour please say aye.
Aye.
All those against please say no. I think the ayes have it. Yes, the ayes have it. The motion is therefore passed.
The new act ensures that preparation work for the 2023 Pacific Games kickstart soon. Australia's development assistance to Solomon Islands is almost $1 billion in 2016-2017. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary, Ms. Frances Adamson, was briefing Prime Minister Manasseh Songobari. Ms. Adamson said this was preceded from Australia's constructive discussion with development partners and civil society leaders who support Australia to deliver the development assistance to Solomon Islands. She adds, this makes Solomon Islands Development Assistance become Australia's third largest program in the world. The Prime Minister and the Secretary also discussed the great potential of the tourism sector, particularly through cruise ships. The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, RSIPF, is in the process of purchasing approved firearms for its new armory. Police Commissioner Matthew Valley reveals.
Our intention at this stage is that the armaments involved will be semi-automatic pistols for self-defence, shotguns, and a very limited number of rifles, non-military grade rifles. These are single-shot rifles designed for crocodile destruction. We will not be returning to the days where we have military-style assault rifles in RSIPF. That is not the plan. These are pistols, shotguns for high-risk situations involving the PRT, and a very small number of rifles for crocodile destruction.
He adds RSIPF's rearmament will enable Solomon Islands meet its international obligations to protect the Henderson International Airport and dignitaries post Ramsey. It will also enable the police to deal with armed offenders and manage crocodile population. The police commissioner assures extensive public consultation has been carried out and is ongoing to allay any misunderstanding and fears within communities. The National Disaster Management Office and DMO and its stakeholders have seen significant improvements in their disaster response efforts. NDMO Director Loti Yates told the SABC News, NDMO has over the years experienced challenges, especially in dealing with disaster situations by itself. But with the help of stakeholders, Mr. Yates says disaster responses are easily coordinated.
The fact that Mifala start for pursue responsibility of the sectors, meaning if me talk about education, Ministry of Education nobody read him this one. If him issue to do with in food and agriculture, him livelihood, where him commander leadership of Ministry of Agriculture. If him anything to do with him health, Ministry of Health not him leading. But therefore every NGOs where got him health activity or said go through work with the Ministry of Health.
He says this can be maintained from close collaboration between the government, stakeholders and donor partners. Follow us on sibconline.com.sb for details and more.